Luke chapter 10. Now after this, Joshua appointed 70 others and sent them in pairs ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come. And he was saying to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore beseech, or diligently call upon, the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go, behold, I send you as lambs in the midst of wolves." Note 23. The harvest the light speaks of is not just harmless grain, but rather hostile people who will react negatively to the light, his message, and his messengers. Verse 4. Carry no money belt, no bag, no shoes, and greet no one on the way. Whatever house you enter, first say, "Peace be to this house." If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking what they give you, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not keep moving from house to house. Whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat what is set before you, and heal those in it who are sick, and say to them, "The kingdom of God has come upon you." But whatever city you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, "Even the dust of your city, which clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet be sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I say to you, it will be more tolerable in that day of judgment," see Matthew 24, "for Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, which occurred in you, they would have repented," that is, feel truly sorry about your bad behavior and words and change, "long ago, sitting in sackcloth," very uncomfortable clothing, "and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will not be exalted to heaven, will you? You will be brought down to hell," or Hades. Note 24. Words which run counter to the "always be positive, never negative, and never judge" beliefs so popular in the contemporary U.S. culture. We ought to be careful how we judge others, but we better be judging what is true and false and what is right and wrong according to Joshua, or else we will surely be misled or deceived. Back to text verse 16. "The one who listens to you listens to me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven." At that very time, he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, "I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the smart and intelligent and have revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was well-pleasing in your sight." Note 25. A key teaching of Joshua regarding what kind of people can understand and receive the truths he taught about the kingdom of God. See Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. It runs completely against the beliefs and practices of both the religious systems and the educational systems of the world. The religious educational systems declare that a person needs advanced degrees and the ability to understand complicated theology in order to understand God. They will use complication to hide the simple truth. Back to the text, verse 22. "All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him." Turning to the disciples, he said privately, "Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I say to you that many prophets and kings wished to see the things which you see and did not see them, and to hear the things which you hear and did not hear them." And a lawyer stood up and said to him, testing him, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said to him, "What is written in the law? How does it read to you?" And the lawyer answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, you have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But wishing to justify himself, he said to Joshua, But who is my neighbor? Joshua replied and said, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance a religious man was going down on the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, another religious man from a different sect also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, who was on a journey, came upon him, and when he saw him, he had compassion, and came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them, and he put him on his own horse and brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day, he took out $150 and gave them to the innkeeper and said, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I return, I will repay you. So Joshua asked the lawyer, Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands? And the lawyer said, The one who showed mercy toward him. Then Joshua said to him, Go and do the same. Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Tell her to help me, please. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. End of chapter 10, beginning of chapter 11. It happened that while Joshua was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, pray in this manner. Father, high above is your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation. Note 26. Short, simple, straightforward talking to one's father. That is prayer as both taught, see Matthew 6, 5 and 6, and modeled by Joshua. Not long or elegant speeches in front of others, which is the practice in most Christian religious organizations, and which practices contradict Joshua's teachings. Back to text verse 5. Then he said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And from inside he answers and says, Do not bother me. The door has already been shut, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything, even when he is his friend, yet because of his persistence he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Now suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he is asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And he was casting out a demon, and it was a mute, a person who cannot speak. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. But some of them said, He casts out demons by Satan, the ruler of demons. Others, to test him, were demanding of him a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, Any kingdom divided against itself will fail, and a house divided against itself falls. If Satan is also divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Satan. And if I, by Satan, cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? So they, and a note 27, commentator's opinion, the men's sons will be their dad's judges when they all stand before the king, and the sons will say, We told our dads that we cast them out by God, but they would not listen and instead insisted on condemning Joshua. Back to the text. So they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are undisturbed. But when someone stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away from him all his armor on which he had relied and takes his possessions. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Note 28. This statement leaves no neutral ground regarding what a person believes regarding Joshua. You are either positively for him and working for him, or you are negatively against him and working against him. Once you hear Joshua's claims, you must make a choice what you're going to do with them. Many think ignoring him is a third option. This teaching says they are wrong. Most think having some beliefs in their heads about him, mere facts, satisfies being, quote, with him, but they are badly mistaken. Returning to the text, verse 24. When the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, not finding any. It says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds it swept and put in order. Then it goes and takes along seven other spirits more evil than himself, and they go in and live there, and the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Note 29. Commentator's opinion. A man without faith but who understands his fault, struggles, and weaknesses has a spirit which encourages the man's sin struggles. The spirit leaves and the man finds religion, and religion helps him outwardly clean up his life. But inside, the man is not changed. When the unclean spirits find the man under outward control, that is, religious rules or laws constraining him, but inwardly more open to evil and hypocrisy, the man's state of pride in his religious status is worse than when he saw his faults and needs. Returning to text, verse 27. When Joshua was saying these things, one of the women in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed. But he said, On the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. As the crowds were increasing, he began to say, This generation is a wicked, that is, evil generation, for it seeks a sign, and yet no sign will be given to it but the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up with the men of this generation at the judgment and condemn them because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, someone greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up with this generation at the judgment and condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, someone greater than Jonah is here. Note 30. People are willing to say they admire Joshua, yet they are generally not willing to listen to his words, the word of God as given by his father, and are not willing to do what he says, even though he is greater than the religious leaders and heroes of the past or present, whom the people highly exalt. Returning to text, verse 33. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it away in a cellar nor under a basket, but on the table, so that those who enter may see the light. The eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is clear, your whole body is also full of light. But when it is bad, your body is also full of darkness. Then watch out that the light in you is not darkness. If therefore your whole body is full of light, with no dark part in it, it will be wholly illuminated, as when the lamp illuminates you with its rays. Now, when he had spoken, a religious leader asked him to have lunch with him, and he went in and reclined at the table. When the religious leader saw it, he was surprised that Joshua had not first ceremonially washed before the meal. But Joshua said to him, Now you religious leaders clean the outside of the cup and of the plate, but inside of you, you are full of robbery and wickedness. You foolish ones, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give that which is within as charity or love, and then all things are clean for you. But woe that is guilty before God and heading for judgment to you religious leaders, for you pay 10% of your expensive spices to your religion and yet disregard justice and the love of God. But these are the things you should have done without neglecting the lessers or others. Woe to you religious leaders, for you love the best seats in the religious buildings and respectful greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like concealed tombs, and the people who walk over them are unaware of it. and thus get unclean by interacting with you. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets, and it was your fathers who killed them. So you are witnesses and approve the deeds of your fathers, because it was they, your fathers, who killed them. And you build there your fathers' tombs, and thereby honor your fathers who killed the prophets. For this reason also the wisdom of God said, I will send to them prophets and ones trained by my son, and some of them they will kill, and some they will persecute, that is, do things to harm them, so that the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the house of God. Yes, I tell you, it shall be charged against this generation. One of the lawyers said to him in reply, Teacher, when you say this, you insult us too. But Joshua said, Woe to you, lawyers, for you weigh men down with burdens hard to bear, while you yourselves will not even help carry the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you hindered those who are entering. Note 31. Joshua singled out two professions or vocations for rebuke, religious leaders and lawyers who interpret the law. People in both professions make things complicated so average people cannot understand without their help, and they generally don't help people without receiving payment or something in return. They take away the key to knowledge, simplicity, and by so doing, hinder other people who would otherwise be willing to become as a child, simple, straightforward, in order to enter the kingdom of God. See Matthew 18:3. Back to text, verse 53. When he left there, the Bible experts or lawyers and the religious leaders began to be very hostile and to question him closely on many subjects, plotting against him to catch him in something he might say. End of chapter 11.